What's on your mind, Cairns? 1-300-872-911. Mac is waiting to take your call. Classic hits 846-4CA.
I just love this story. If you're a mum and dad and or grandparents thinking about, well, where are the kids going to go for their secondary school education? They go, oh, gee, wish we were living in Brisbane, Sydney or Melbourne because we could get a really good education. You don't have to think that way when you read this story. Mark Murray, Cairns Post today. It's under the heading Schools. That school's up here, are a class act. Amazing and terrific. Queensland's top performing schools have been named following an analysis of academic outcomes among state and private schools, with five from Cairns included on the list. It's bloody wonderful. There's a certain snobbery, of course. I think everyone is aware of that about private school education. It's about, I mean, there are not so expensive schools, but the top ones, I mean, they're just prohibitively expensive. You've got to be a millionaire to get a kid even enrolled, and you'd be lucky then. So why do the people pay that amount of money for their kids' education? Well, because it's going to be a quality education, and you can drop the name of the school you went to, etc., and maybe get, you know, a free pass to a better job. I don't know. But it says here, top-performing schools have been named. Analysis academic outcomes among state and private schools, with five from Cairns included on this exclusive list. This is terrific. St Andrew's Catholic College, St Augustine's, St Monica's, Cairns School of Distance Education and Trinity Anglican were all named in the top 100 schools in the state for 2020 by independent website Better Education, which analyses the school's academic outcomes. Cairns Catholic Education Services Acting Executive Director Ian Davis said, it was a feather in the cap for the region and his three schools. I'll cut to the chase here. It says, Better Education said the overall score was an index of performance rather than a ranking, with schools rated from 100 to 60. Now, the Cairns School of Distance Education, this is terrific, topped the Cairns schools with a score of 97. Trinity Anglican, 96. St Augustine's, 95. St Andrew's, 95. And St Monica's, 94. All in the top 1%. Mr. Davis said schools across the state faced unique demands since the onset of COVID-19. Now, the Far North schools were rubbing shoulders with some of the state's most exclusive, with Brisbane State High School given an overall rating of 100. This is terrific. Terrific. Really wonderful results, thanks to, well, the teaching staff at our northern schools. Far Northern Schools. Wayne Wood's on the line. Wayne's the Acting Director of School Effectiveness at Cairns Catholic Education Services. G'day, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you,
John? Oh, well, I'm terrific. I mean, for parents up here, this is terrific news. Tell me how you, and I presume the other school heads, received this information. I guess maybe you weren't surprised, but I think a whole lot of people think, oh, the best schools, they're down in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Not necessarily so.
No, look, as Ian Davis, mentioned, it is a real feather in our cap and something that we can be proud of as a community. It's certainly a hidden secret, I think, but it's out there for all that Cairns education. It's certainly the place to be.
Exactly. Now, to some of these private schools down south, you have to do without an arm and a leg to get a kid, and then you don't necessarily get in because the queue starts out at, I don't know, Mount Isa or something to get a place in some of those schools. And yet up here, a fraction of the price or whatever, even free in some cases, and the results are the same.
And look, it goes to show that, you know, a really good education sort of is a real collective. You know, money aside, I think it really is about coming together with, you know, the home and the school culture and all the opportunities that you can find at a school without the extravagant costs.
Now, to get these results, you must be attracting teachers and staff with a certain high level of commitment. How do you source them?
I think telling our story, and we've got wonderful schools in Cairns within the Catholic sector, but beyond as well. And, you know, Cairns is such a great place to come and find balance for teachers as well. And, you know, the opportunities to find within sports, within music, for teachers to come in and find their passion. There's so many great schools, and we're starting to see an influx of teachers wanting to come and find a home in Cairns in amongst some really good schools.
Now, this is the one that blows me away. How the hell they compete at this level has got me buggered, but they've topped the list. The Cairns School of distance education topped the Cairns schools. What an incredible result.
It's a fantastic result and something we should all be proud of.
How do they do it? I mean, they're behind the eight ball to start.
Yeah, look, and again, amongst that is the passion of teachers that are coming through. I can't speak on behalf of Cairns Distance Ed. I can speak on behalf of Cairns Catholic Colleges, John. But, you know, it is very much around that school culture and building a real climate that's conducive to learning for students.
Amazing story, I've got to say, Wayne. Just amazing and terrific. Really heartening, especially when there's so much negativity around at the moment and depression. It's something we can all take some pride in. Good to talk to you today. Thank you.
It is. Thank you, John.
Wayne Wood is the Acting Director of School Effectiveness. That's what it's called. Director of School Effectiveness, Cairns Catholic Education Services. We've got the news coming up soon.